They say a picture is worth a thousand words, which is a good thing, because the students of Stephen Robinson's Normal Community High School sociology class have a lot to say. The works of 53 of Robinson's students will be featured at University Galleries in Uptown Normal starting June 1st. Arts correspondent Brianna Groh talks with the adults behind the project and its rising artists.
Gallery director and chief curator Kendra Pate says it's unusual for high school students to get the full gallery treatment. But it's all thanks to COVID-19, in a way.
We had this funding from the Town of Normal Harmon Arts Grant program that was supposed to be for field trip programs. And clearly, we couldn't subsidize bus trips here during a COVID year.
So the students couldn't come to the gallery. But Pates wondered, what could the gallery bring to the students? A graduate assistant suggested they reach out to Normal Community High School sociology teacher Stephen Robinson. It turned out Robinson found himself in a similar pickle.
Before COVID happened, my class was structured in part around a project that I call the Impact Project, where they got to learn about anything they wanted, as long as they did it in a way that they did some sort of social good.
The pandemic put the project on hold. He says they just finished a unit exploring the links between the economy and the climate crisis when Pates reached out. So when Pates suggested the students react to the climate-inspired works of Chicago-based artist Alice Hargrave, Robinson was all in.
Like, absolutely, that sounds awesome.
The Canary in the Lake, the exhibition that's been on display at University Galleries since March, features 20 of Hargrave's lake portraits. The 10-foot-long, gauzy fabric banners are eye-catching, printed with bright colors and unique patterns. But as Pates explains,
That's to kind of draw you in and get you sort of thinking about the issues that they're exploring.
Those patterns are actually visual representations of hard data collected by scientists researching the effects of climate change on 20 lakes around the world. Some represent rising temperatures or mercury levels, others decreasing shoreline or wildlife habitat. Pates and Robinson worked with University Galleries Curator of Education, Tanya Scott, to devise a 2-month project for the students based on the themes and methods of Hargrave's work.
The material that we chose was SolarFast, which is a photosensitive emulsion that you add to fabric.
Scott and ISU graduate assistant Aaron Caldwell created a video demonstration, along with materials kits, to help students translate their own data sets into works of art.
After putting your goggles and gloves on, prepare your fabric for printing by either taping it down using masking tape or just set it as is on top of your foam board.
Robinson guided his students through the process of choosing their research topic and collecting the data.
I have a student who's really into music, and he had a hard time thinking of an idea. And I was like, well, I know you're interested in music and you like live music. Have you ever thought about the environmental impact of large touring shows?
The student created a band t-shirt for his project after researching the impact of his favorite band, The Grateful Dead. Students Casey Myers and Lauren Sanderson decided to collaborate on their project.
I knew that I wanted to do something that had a more like positive outlook on it and something that like personally meant more to me. Both Lauren and I are involved in cross country and track for our school. So every single day for practice, we go on the Constitution Trail.
Sanderson had the idea to survey locals about the trail.
So we asked, like, how often do they go to the trail, and then what activities they do on the trail.
The pair created two pieces, one depicting the sister city's Japanese garden, the second a little free library, both located along the trail. Both students say they appreciate the experience. Here's Sanderson.
It was almost like an eye-opener, too, of how important the trail actually is. I don't think I've appreciated it enough.
And Myers.
I've never done it, like an art project like this at all, or like had my artwork exhibited at like a gallery before. So I just think this is a really cool experience and a really cool opportunity.
Pate says the project has been really cool for gallery staff too, as a chance to bring into the fold students who might not otherwise have a reason to engage with art with a capital A. The works of Stephen Robinson's Normal Community High School sociology classes will be on display at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal beginning June 1st. I'm Brianna Groh.
You can try your own hand at the project by following along with the demonstration video now available on the University Galleries website.